Thank you for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I am your host, Jerome. We're on podcast number 160. As we have seen, there has been the Roe versus Wade decision in regards to abortion. And a lot of people all around the United States are in uproar, rage, concern, full of conviction. They're speaking about healthcare rights, civil rights. I mean, these people are going haywire. And one thing for sure and two things for certain. You heard it on the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast first, right? Or one of the podcasts that's circulating around the United States or around the Western Hemisphere. I've been talking about abortion. Okay? And I wasn't talking about the portion of the my body, my rights scenario. And I wanted to let people understand that eventually, if the rhetoric was being pushed around, that the white race or the European race within the Western Hemisphere or the United States was severely declining, that there was going to be a change. Now, regardless of the fact of where people want to really understand, and go back to the rhetoric that the Buffalo shooter had, guess was one of the first things that he talked about. This young 18-year-old boy or man, he talked about the declining fertility rates of white people and them having the ability to continually have what? White children. Like it or not, the truth is the truth. But guess what though? I'm not going to say that he was right. What we've been understanding, and this is what I've been letting you all know, is that this has been under a conversation for the longest time. Because see, one thing that we don't know, or a lot of our people don't understand, is that guess what? There is a dynamic of power and people. And with power and people, there is a generational legacy involved. Right? So one generation keeps handing down the power and power and power to the next generation. And please understand this. There is still more and more white people than it is black people. For sure it is. This is a known fact. We're only about 15%. I think I had misquoted and I said about 14 million. That was a lie, right? I'm dyslexic. I had to look this up again. Sometimes when I see things, it's backwards. I'm comfortable with that. It was 41 million, from anywhere from 41 to 46 million in 2018, according to blackdemographics.com. Okay. I get a lot of my information from the Pew Research Institute as well, the Brookings Institute. I do weird shit like that. You know, I look at the census. I do all of this type stuff. But and I do that so when I come here, right, I don't have to cap. I don't have to say things based off of emotion. I don't have to say things based off of fear. I say these things based off of fact. Okay? And when I'm looking at the responses, okay, a lot of these things were based off of fear. And I'm looking at, and I'm not really paying attention to what white people are saying, right? Because if you ever noticed, it was all white women saying that. You don't hear a whole lot of white men saying, yeah, abortion's rights. You never heard that. And if you did, point me to a group of white men saying that we're for abortion's rights. I had to take a pause just so you could think about it. You won't find that shit. But guess what? And guess who was defending that bullshit? You seen a whole lot of black men out here doing this, as well as black women. And this leads me to my topic today. Right? While we're involved, right, with the LGBT community and their movement, right, we're involved with abortion, women's rights, the Democrats and the Republicans, right, the liberals. Okay, we have a whole lot of different things on our plates that we're just using our mouthpiece, just screaming and marching and all of this other dumb shit, that we have gotten away from our own family legacy. You want to hear a man with conviction? Do you want to hear a man with a real plan? Do you want to hear a man that will go all out? Talk to a white man about his kids. Yeah. See, because we don't understand here that what we're hearing is a lot of white women just chatter, 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 chatter. And then all of a sudden, in unison, black women are chattering, 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 chattering. And then in unison, black men chattering, 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 chattering. Right? No. Let somebody say something about a white boy, all hell's gonna break loose. Because see, they understand that boys are their legacy. That a boy is your legacy. That family is their legacy. See, while we're around here dealing with a whole lot of bullshit, right? And we're discussing Kevin Samuels, RIP to the Godfather. And he's telling people about, you know, he's discussing women about their weight, about how they don't want to be a part of a family, why they can't get married. And everybody is just going at this man. Oh, he's a dating guru. He's this, he's that. No, he's telling you. He's really, really telling you in the rawest form, whether you like it or not, he's giving you the Kool-Aid without the sugar. Look, ladies, this is what's going on. We can't make it without you, but we need for you to get on board. So instead of having good families, you know what we substitute? Child support court. Instead of growing our family base, you know what we look forward to? Abortion. Plan B. And I'm not talking about only the black woman. I'm talking about the black man too. Instead of us saving for life insurance, investments, business options for our children, you know what we want to do? We want to go out and buy that new Rolls Royce, or that new Mercedes Benz, or that new Cherokee. Instead of us trying to plan for the long haul, right, and think logically, guess what? Even though that we're 35, We would rather go out and mortgage our entire future on a brand new house that costs $400,000 that's going to take you 30 years to pay for. And you know damn well that if you would have did the opposite, that you would have had that money in your pocket. See, we're not serious about this legacy shit because we have so much shit going on in our plate to where mentally we really are saying, you know what, hell yeah, fuck these kids. Because there is so much of uproar going on around us, right? And we'll look at you with a straight face and say, yeah, it's the white man's fault. Yeah, they won't do nothing. They won't do nothing about all these guns around here in our community. They won't do nothing about all these drugs in out here in our community. How about you, goddammit, becoming and being a parent, a responsible parent that's actually parenting your children, keeping them out of the street, and providing, and sit your hot ass down somewhere. It is families, it is black families out here, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me, that have not ever sat at the table and had family dinner. They don't know what family prayer is. They don't read to their children. And if you really think about it, think about how cool that would be. When you just say, hey, look, in our household, during this time, everything goes off. The radio, the TV, the phone, company, everything. And if they do, if company does come over, then guess what? You're doing prayer time, right? Or you're doing family discussion time. So if you're going to be here, you're going to have to participate in what we're doing. And then instantly, as a parent, and the children will understand, you know what? If they can't participate in this, then guess what? They're really not your friends. Because this is who we align ourselves with. Everybody want to talk about the gang problem. Oh yeah? Do you really want to talk about it, dear? How about where's your father at, son? Where is your father at? He is responsible and accountable for your behavior. Oh yeah, you out here these kids out here shooting up malls. That's what they saying. This is what happens. I say it. These kids out here shooting up malls. They out here. Guess what? That's somebody's son. Hold on. So before we even say that, where's your daddy at? Where's your father? Oh, you mean to tell me he around here, you know, on 24s, or he locked up? Well, let's start with that, with the damn gang problem then. Or he, you know what I'm saying, over there shooting dice or playing cards. Or he out here, you know, on the corner as well. That's the gang problem. But see, we don't want to be honest, and we're so conveniently enabled to run to racism about our own problems, about things that we can resolve for ourselves. Yeah, I'm going there today. And I don't give a damn who gets mad, because, see, I understand this is way more serious than just entertainment. This is way more serious than having discussions about different things in the entertainment business and how much money the Young Jeezy got. Did Master P really get a record label? You know what? I'm interested in that shit too. I promise I am. And I'm passionate about it. But this right here is way more fucking important. When we're talking about building legacy, how our families are going to survive generation after generation after generation. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, you could hate this podcast, you can do whatever, but guess what? You will understand this. And won't nobody talk about it. But there is a number and there is an amount of abortions that have been had by black women. And when you really, really look it up, the number is staggering. See, because when we started talking about abortion, the first thing that they talk about is, well, what if somebody is raped? What if somebody dies on the operation table? What about if the kid is being born into poverty? Right? So let's just stop just for a moment. And I want to let everybody know that R word is very, very evil. It's wrong. It's hate. It's everything. So, of course, we can understand that. But see, that's an exception. When someone unfortunately passes away from the complications of a child, or if they see that coming, of course we could understand that. We're not fools. But you just out here having a hot girl and hot boy summer, and you just out here just swinging it and danging it everywhere, and you laying down, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, you know what, you come up pregnant. You refuse to get the shot, right? Which we understand those are unhealthy. You know what I'm saying? You refuse to take birth control. You refuse to use a condom. And then also something that ain't nobody else talking about right now, there's still plan B. See, this shit has evolved, believe it or not. At one point in time, there was only condoms. Or you having self-control. Now that there is all types of shit out here that you could do. See, but what we can't hide from, ladies and gentlemen, what we cannot hide from is the number of children, unborn children, that have been taken from this world before they even got a name. Right? And then something else that I just want to put out there, right? What are they doing? How do they dispose of actual human DNA? See, ain't nobody really ready to have these type of conversations. I always ask the question, you know what would the United States look like? What would our community look like with 30 million more kids, 30 million more black men and women? What would it look like? What would our voter base look like? If you thinking they going crazy right now over the 14% of America, think about, goddamn it, if we were 25%. See, and there was an actual question, and this is something that I had posed about, damn, what happened to women having children? I was thinking about my grandmother and my mother, and all of a sudden now you look around, and this is something that we cannot debate, right? It went from damn near 15, 13, 10, 8, 6, to now 3. You ask women now these days, what? Oh, I want to have about 2, 3. So guess what? Your generation, your bloodline in this world is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and you don't even give a damn. But you know what? You're so covered, right? You're so covered to discussing everything else to where that you can't even see the importance of that. You won't even give a damn if your whole bloodline within the next 30 years is extinct. It's gone. Only thing that the world will be able to understand with you is your cousins. Yours is going to stop. Oh, shit. You mean to tell me that's how it works? Your area, your bloodline will be extinct. It will be gone. Oh, shit. This is legacy, ladies and gentlemen. This is really what it is in the raw. Now, I didn't come on here to talk about strictly about abortion. But guess what, though? And I didn't come on here strictly to talk about women, because this is not what this is about. When we have our young men and women out here that are taking penitentiary chances, y'all, selling drugs, scamming, shooting, right? Salute to the ones that are doing right. But this is what we see every day. This is what is put in front of us. Guess what? When you're in prison, that's population control. We wondered why that black men and black women were getting more time. Now we understand. We were just calling it unfair. We didn't think that it was population control, because the longer your black ass is in jail, that's the damn percentage of time that you ain't gonna be able to have no children. So when we're thinking about, okay, what happened to our community? And the deconstruction of our family, we have to understand this. The unemployment rate of black men and women in our community, right? But we'll look at you with a straight face and we will go out and protest damn near anything. Hell, we'll protest animal rights. When our own damn people is right here struggling right in front of us. And we don't have enough sense to get together and say, you know what? Our men and women are hungry, are homeless, and we don't have no control over this shit. The only thing that we could tell them is, well, shit, you know what? McDonald's hiring. Work two jobs. This is it. Go to college. Suffer and sacrifice and do whatever you need to do to make ends meet. Not create a legacy, just to live. This is the reason why I made the podcast. You know what? Black people are not trying to be great. Black men are not trying to be great. We are not building, because if we were trying to build and be great, we would have figured out our own unemployment issue. See, when they took those factory jobs away, we just decided that it was over with. Basically. We have to re-innovate and bring these things back to the hood. The little bit that we have better. Because right now, we're constantly on the move. And that's another thing in regards to legacy. We're constantly on the move. They're constantly buying up shit and letting, you know, we're going to give you guys the trash. What we deem valuable, that's going to be it. And you know what? You guys just go over there. We don't see a problem with that shit. Well, man, you know what? That's just how it is, bro. These people over there, they don't got no money. The fuck you mean? As a group of people, instead, right, in one sentence, right, we say that, you know what, oh, you know what, we trying to get to the bag and this and this and this. But then in another sentence, we'll look at our own people struggling and be like, well, shit, man, fuck them people. They ain't got shit. Right? I'm in the hood, y'all. This is the type of it's normal here. See that? That's normal to me. It's normal for me to hear gunshots. And guess what? You know what else is normal? It's also normal for me to see single mothers, disenfranchised black men, people that are out here just chasing a feeling, and most of all, what people understand as a toxic form of legacy. Let's be honest. It's black men in the club throwing money, 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 money. To women that are from anywhere from 21 to damn near 35. Go to Atlanta. You will see it. Areas in Chicago. You will see it. I mean, it's black people. They just out here just letting the shit go. Hey, look at me. You think these people really concerned about their kids? Hell no. Because if they was really concerned about their kids, right? And this is the reality. Because you know what? I dare one of them to get on my panel or my podcast and even debate that. They love their kids. They care for them. Right? But do you think in the moment, when they're letting that money go, when they go in here and throw $100,000, you know what that is, man? You know what $100,000 is? You know what $15,000 is? You know what $20,000 is? That's a whole business for your son, your daughter, or somebody in your family to take advantage of, to pull them out of poverty that you could be a business owner or you could put somebody to work. But yet and still, though, in our community, guess what we call that? Oh, man, that's boss shit right there, bro. That's some fool shit. That ain't boss shit. See this type of culture is toxic. See, we don't have men stepping up that's telling the truth. This is the reason why I'm on the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast exposing the bullshit. Because guess what? When that dude go to jail, and when he go bankrupt, I promise you this. Or whatever happens, if he has any type of financial difficulty, he gonna think about that money he was throwing. And guess what? He's not gonna be able to go to that club, the stripper, right? The Mac, the pimp, whoever was around him, and say, hey, man, you know what? I need $100,000. They're going to tell his dumb ass no. What you mean no, bro? I done threw hundreds of thousands up in here, man. You can't do that? Hell no. Get your dumb ass away from me. And then they going to give him a sermon on what they was trying to tell him when he was doing it. But guess what? If he would have invested in his family when he needed that bread, then guess what? He would have had businesses in his children's name, in his mama name, in his daddy name. He's gifting the money. Let me let you know something else about about a point of legacy. Go buy a house. They're going to ask you for a down payment. And guess what else they're going to ask you? Is there anyone in your family that could gift you the money for your down payment? And you're looking at them like, what? Who got $60,000 on their hands? They could just give me the money. I'm doing this shit just strictly off of my merit. But guess what, though? In the white community, the Jewish community, this shit happens all the time. Asian community, it happens all the time. Some areas in the Hispanic community, it happens all the time. You want to know why? Because these people actually, not only do they understand legacy, they practice it. They practice it. You wonder why when you're in the hood and you see a Hispanic business going, you see four or five men up in there. Probably all of those men are related. Sometimes they have their sons with them. You want to know why? Because they understand that, guess what? This business is going to be in our family for years and years and years to come. Hello, son. And for some of the black men, you know what their business is going to be? That's going to be in their family for years and years and years to come. They're going to be a part of a business, but they're not going to own it. They're going to be a part of the act of the prison, the child, the pipeline business, to prison business. That's the business they're going to be a part of. Oh, yeah, I'm going there today. And guess what? I don't give a damn who gets mad. If you get mad, then you know what? Hey, leave a comment. And if I'm off, check me. If I'm wrong, check me. Everybody's talking about education and student loan wealth or debt, right? And at this point in time, it's in the 200,000s. Oh, yeah, it's in the 200,000s. It's in the hundreds of thousands. You mean to tell me, and we actually have people out here bragging, oh, yeah, I got my PhD, I got my master's degree. But what they're not telling you is, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm $95,000 in debt. What? $95,000? Oh, how much you making? I'm making $75,000 a year. Hold on. So you went to school for 7 years, 8 years, and you was paying? You was getting grants and all of this, and you still $100,000 in debt. How much you got to pay on that? Oh, you know what? Probably about $500 a month. And you mean to tell me that you done went out and you done got a whole nother $400,000 house? That's $500,000 that you in debt. Not to mention your car and how much it's going to take to feed your children. Or your wife. Now, if she got the same thing, then guess what? Now y'all looking at $600,000 in debt. How is that creating an actual legacy? Somebody tell me. Because, see, here's where we get the shit messed up at with the educational system, right? We don't want to go to community college. Oh, no. We want to go to Harvard. We want to go to Yale. We want to go to Pepperdine. We want to go to all these places on our own dime because guess what? Our family, they didn't invest in college funds. They didn't invest in educational investments when you were a child. So guess what? When you're out of high school and you're thinking and somebody's telling you, you know what? That school right there ain't good enough for you. You got to go here. See, they got a better program and this and this and this. What? And yet and still, our own community turns our nose up at our own educational system, which is a HBCU. Hell, if you're going to spend the money with somebody, you might as well go and spend it with your own people. Stop playing around. This is goofy shit. So that's a double whammy. See, we're not really discussing these things. You want to know why? Because we're not for real about legacy. Ain't nothing wrong with getting a college education. Hell, I need to go back and get my master's degree. But I'd be damned if I'm finna pay $35,000 or $40,000 for that. I'm definitely not finna do that. All my student loans is paid off. You want to know why? Because I went to community college. And I'm going to be honest with you. Some of those loans that I was getting, right? I needed that shit to survive. I was out of a job. I used that shit to live. Real shit. And when it was time for me to pay back, you know what? The reason why it took me so long to pay back, I kept deferring and deferring and deferring. Yeah. It took me about 3 whole years to pay my shit back. But I did, though. Right, you want to know another reason why? Because they were garnishing my check. And I just decided instead of trying to fight them, just let them do it. Just let them do it. I don't care. Because I know that eventually that's going to... When I get married, I don't want to come with this debt lingering over my family. That's the reason why I bought my house cash. Because when I get married, I don't want us to worry about mortgages. I'm not doing everything right. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I don't have the big house on the hill. You see what I'm saying? In that neighborhood, you know. Yeah, I don't have that. But guess what, though? At least I have enough sense to think that when it comes down to it, that if me and my future wife are going to be talking about building something, that we have a cornerstone to build on. Because that student loan and that big ass mortgage is not building a cornerstone. You done worked so hard your whole entire life to go out and pay damn near 8%, from anywhere from 6 to 8% on a damn student loan. Don't fool yourself. That you finna have to spend the rest of your damn adult life paying down. That's all that is. When you could have easily invested in a community college, did your best, and got more scholarships. See, we don't want to talk about the hard work. Creating legacy is a hard working thing. See, we only want to show the good shit. Oh yeah, God done blessed me with a whole house. What? Now you want to bring? Or look, oh, thank the Lord, I was just able to go there, and you know, I got blessed with a brand new car. What is you talking about? You paying 15-16% on $40,000. What? What is you talking about? We already know that black people are either turned down or we get the short end of the stick. And we blame it on financial literacy. So where are the fucking accountants and everybody else that's there? Why aren't you giving back to your community? See, we don't want to talk about this shit, y'all. This is the reason why I know that we are not serious about legacy. We want to be exclusive. We want to hide our wealth so that way we never really want to help anyone out, right? We want to hold everything back just to say, hey, look at me. And then all around the rest of our community is suffering, but let somebody white call it out. Now these people over here are racist, which they probably are. But shit, you know what? The truth is a truth and the lie is a lie. So that's the reason why we got to cut our ear off to this racist shit and really, really get down to what's really, really going on with us. Why is it that we don't have money saved? Why is it that when we try to start a business, our business is more likely to fail? Why is that? And then we will quickly blame it on ourselves, right? By saying, well, oh, you know what? Well, black people just won't. Black people won't invest, or they won't support. They won't support. They won't support each other. You want to know what? And we support everybody else except us. You want to know why? And then they're going to go start talking about loans and this and this and this. Asians get more loans and this, which may be true. But we're missing out one important thing. What's the foundation of a business? What's one of the main things that you got to have? See, really and truly, business is a piece of paper that you file with the state. Your real business is what's up under your feet. And that's your land. You have to have land to start a business, or your business is not going to last. Why do you think McDonald's and them never go out of business? Their sales go down, but you want to know why? Because they own the land. First thing they do, they buy the land. Oh yeah, we going there today. They buy the land. So regardless of what the hell is going on, you know what? You can ride past McDonald's 7 days a week, 30 days straight in a month, 365 days out of a year. But guess what though? One of them days, you gonna get weak and say, you know what? Hey, look, I'm hungry and I haven't ate all day. Guess what? Forget about it. I'm gonna stop at McDonald's. Not because of the golden arches, not because of the salty ass fries, not because of that damn that busted down meat. Because hey, and trust and believe me, it's with me too. I do it too. With the chicken nuggets, oh my God, with the ranch and the barbecue, ooh, sometimes it's good. But you do it because they're there. And they're there all the time. They're open. Damn near 24 hours a day. So guess what? When it comes down to black business, the real reason black people aren't supporting each other is because we're not available. And on top of that, if we have a bad month and we have to pay the rent which somebody else owns, right? Now, let's break this down. We have to pay the rent to which somebody else owns. Then that's where we start to mess up at. Because think about this. When you got your profit, you got sales, and then there comes expenses. Right? So let's break this down. Let's just say, for instance, you had $10,000 in sales. You instantly have to do what? You have to pay the fee for the building. So really and truly, that could be $2,500 to $500. I mean, $2,500, we just having an example, $2,500 to $5,000. Now you have to what? Pay the utilities. These are all fixed costs, by the way. Then you have to do what? You have to pay the employees. Then, right? You have to pay for marketing, then product, then you. You understand what I'm talking about? So guess what? If a black business has to go through all of these fixed costs, right? How much money do you really think that you're going to make within the first 5 years? Not a lot. Especially what? If you don't own the land. So now let's go back to the actual example. That 25%, which was coming out of that 10,000. If you owned the land, then that would be in your pocket, sweetheart. Or my brother. That's where your profit is, but you can't see it because you constantly paying what? Rent. Because you don't own the foundation of business. So you're not giving yourself a good time amount of time. See, we have to stop making up all of these excuses. And we need to get to something that's real and that could actually work for us. See, because excuses are not working for us. Excuses are actually getting us far and far and far away from really, really creating legacy, family legacy, a spiritual legacy, right? A healthy legacy. See, when we're talking about all of these things, we're constantly saying, well, you know what? This runs in our family. This runs in our family. Have we really, really sat down and said to ourselves, well, you know what? At this point in time, as of today, since we know this, we're going to have to start doing something different with our what? With our bodies. To prevent this. What we consume. To prevent this. I told y'all I'm going there today. Right? But you know what? You let another black man tell a black woman, you know what, baby? You looking a little stocky though. You won't have a conversation then. But if you start talking about, you know what, baby, I don't want that because I don't want you to fix me that because, you know what, I got high diabetes. That shit running our family. I don't want you to feed my son that because, you know what, this runs in our family. High blood pressure runs in our family. You know what, we need to start to look at certain things to decrease asthma because, you know what, our son got asthma. And if he eats this or if he consumes that, then you know what, that's only going to increase the asthma. What? Our answer is, you know what, just take him to the doctor. You see what I'm saying? But one thing is going to be consistent, though. You know what, that Friday night, that Saturday night, that Thursday night, ladies' night, we going to have our ass somewhere, Thirsty Thursdays, at somebody damn table, playing cards and dominoes. See, we could be consistent on that shit. But when it's really time to have grown-up conversations, hey, you know what? What was that? What are you... Nah, you know what? Our children are not going to consume this form of entertainment. We're raising our children in a controlled environment. We don't give a damn what the world says. This is what we're doing. Because I'm going to let you know something, right? When we're talking about creating a legacy, we have to have strong, intelligent, articulate, educated, hardworking, respectful, God-fearing children. There's so many adjectives that I could name that comes from family legacy. Because we can see what the other legacy is. Drug dealers, whoremongers, criminals. Oh yeah. And the list goes on and on and on. Mentally debilitated. Yeah. Homelessness. Everything. We can see it. We can see it. But the point is that do we really want to take the responsibility? This is the reason why in my previous podcast, I was so hard on men. And I'm not a Bible thumping person, but one of the main things in Genesis is that when God came back and he asked Adam and Eve, where are they? He said, I'm hiding because we're what? We're naked. And we don't want you to see us naked. And God said, who told you that? And then they explained everything. And then the conversation was not with Adam. I mean, was not with Eve. Hey, man, what are you doing? What are you doing? What did you do? And why you didn't do this? So when it comes down to our children, you know what? A lot of this stuff we could blame on black women, the single black woman. I'm going to go above that. Hey, man, where you at? When we start talking about the crack generation and the drugs and how it infested our community, a lot of responsibility falls on our men, too. Because instead of us saying, hey, look here, man, we finna fight this shit as much as possible and get this shit from around us. Guess what we did? We embraced it into our culture. Made it popular, even though we seen families falling apart all around us. See, everybody gets it on the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast, y'all. Everybody. Oh, yeah. We have to be held accountable for that shit, too. That ain't all on the government. Because guess what? Where the fuck was our morals responsibility at during that time that we just laid down? See, we can sit up and we can think of all of these elaborate excuses. Oh, well, you know, the black family, they done took the black man out. Man, you know what? That could be true in a certain point. But you guess what, though? You are a human being. See, we can't get it through our heads that we have to figure this shit out for ourselves. Yeah, we have to figure it out for ourselves. Because guess what? If we continue to depend on them, then they're going to continue to figure it out for us. And they're going to be like, So, let's give them some options. Here, let's give them no way out. Here, let's give them a shit bath. And here, let's have them to walk through fire backwards, blindfold. And then we're going to show them the best outcome on the other side. Hold on, but you mean I got to do this? This or that? Well, I think I'm just going to take the shit bath then. We're not in charge of creating our own options. So we think. Because guess what? We're not taking accountability. We're not being creative. We're not being responsible. And say, you know what? Hey, look, if those are the options that you have, leave those for somebody else. We're going this way. What do you mean? Well, what do you want us to do? We create your own food. We could provide a housing base for your woman and your children. You could get food assistance if you need it. You got everything that you need to be as poor as hell and as satisfied as possible. And we're going to provide you with the cheapest food options all around you. Hell, you're in pig heaven. But guess what, though? You're going to live shorter. Your family base is not going to be a family. You're not going to be able to generate any wealth. As long as you keep coming to us and let us know what you need, we're going to keep providing you with the most bullshit options available and still let you know that there's a bright future in front of you. So that way you're going to be dependent upon us forever. The struggle mentality. So I want y'all to think about this. As I close today, black people, are we really, really, really? I'm not going to even say really. Are we concerned about legacy at all? This has been Jerome coming to you all from the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. We're on volume number 60 of the Quarantine Lean Edition. You all can look me up on Thornton Media on Facebook. I'd like to thank you all again for tuning in. If you have any questions, concerns, you know, you could always reach out to me. And enjoy the rest of your day.